sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ithathele lithuba ngibonga uJonga Kandemiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalithona njani izilukandaba olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlazi ku-2 Nhlangula 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, impumela yokhetho lwakwele South Africa ize yethulwa lamuhla inhlanganiso yokhetho e-Independent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu-58% kuphela.
Singayibona iqualizini isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu.
Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinengi kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane.
Kusuka kube lesolo kumbe ukunakanela ukuthi imali leyo ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Inhambo kaziwe mlutshwane ukuze ukuthi imali yokwezinto ze-development ibe khona.
Kwezamasiko sixoxa ngokuthakazelelwa kokufikisa iminyaka elikhulu lamathumi amathathu okwedolobho lakoBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Impumela yokhetho lweSouth Africa ize yethulwa lamhlanje yinhlanganiso yezokhetho e-Independent Electoral Commission etshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu-58% kuphela. Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-IEC, uMnumzana Mosotho Moepea, esethula impumela yokugcina lamhlanje ntambama, uthe phakathi kwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 million, kuvote abayizigidi ezilichumi lasithupha 16 million kuphela. Ekhuluma embuthanweni munye lamhla, uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ubonge uZulu walelo lizwe ngokuvota ngokuthula esithi kumele abanqotshiweyo bemukele impumela. Ukhokhela ibandla lemkhonto wesizwe uMnumzana Jacob Zuma yena othi abayemukeli impumela yalolu khetho njalo bazayiphikisa emthethwandaba uvinjiwe ukungena ngesikhathi kusethulwa impumela le. Impumela itshengise ukuba ibandla elibusayele ANC kalisozele nelise ukubumba uhulumende lingabambisananga lelinye lamabandla. Umbuzo ngothi lizabambisana laliphi ibandla wona amabandla la engaboni ngaso linye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ocubungela ezombusazwe uMnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
I-option ziningi, ikhona i-option ye-ANC ne-DA. Leyo option inkinga ekhona ukuthi kukhona umahluko omkhulu kakhulu i-ANC ne-DA kumanifesto zabo nakwinqubomgomo yawo ama-policies. Kakhulukazi inhlukano ekhona enkulu kuku-foreign policy. I-ANC ibheke ubudlelwano obuqinile namazwe asempumalanga, that is i-Russia ne-China. I-DA ibheke intshonalanga ne-Europe. Kuphinde futhi siyabona kumahluko omkhulu obahlukanisa kakhulu yimpi le eqhubekayo e-Hamas ne-Israel. I-ANC ingaku-Hamas, i-DA ingaku-Israel. Sithi mhlawumbe bengayekela lokho kwangaphandle bethi ake sibheke okungaphakathi elizweni, sifake ilizwe lethu kuqala. Ngoba i-ANC manje siyibona ungathi izozama ukuqinisa ukuthi inikeze abantu abamnyama izinto abakhala ngazo, abathi i-ANC ayibenzeli zona, ezingabe yizo futhi imbangela yokuthi bayiphanishe i-ANC. Kodwa-ke i-DA kudala ikhala ngokusiza kwabantu abamnyama okungathiwa yi-Black Economic Empowerment. Lokho nje nakho kuyabahlukanisa. Kube nezinto ke zenkohlakalo, i-corruption, kube nezinto ze-job creation, noma bezikhuluma kodwa indlela zokuthi zizokwenzeka njani zisuke zingafani. Okwesibili, singayibona i-coalition isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomfundo wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo. Ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu, izinto zikhona ezibahlukanisile kodwa bengahlala phansi bazixoxe. Eyesithathu ke enye indlela engaba khona, ngengafaka i-EFF ne-ANC kwese kubhekwa ke elinye iqembu kwamancane uma ngabe kuwukuthi umkhonto wesizwe ne-DA kwehlulile.
Ibandla le-EFF alenzanga kuhle, kungakuyini imbangela?
Iqembu le-EFF alenzanga kuhle iqiniswe lonke, kodwa labo abe-EFF uma beyibuka lento bayisa kuyo umkhonto. Ukulahlekela kwe-EFF kufanene nokulahlekela kwe-ANC. Abalandeli abaningi abe-EFF baye bagunquka aya kumkhonto wesizwe.
Manje nxa sikhangela udaba lwebandlululo esingathi yi-xenophobia, ludlale indima bani kukhetho lolo?
Udaba lobandlululo lwe-xenophobia eqinisweni babuGandhi uma ukubukisisa kahle alulandimo luyidlalileyo, ngoba kunamaqembu la akade ekhankasa ekhuluma kakhulu kabanzi ngokuthi abafuna abantu bangaphandle. Amaqembu lawo amabili yi-Patriotic Alliance ne-Action SA. I-Action SA ayizuzanga lutho. Ngabe kuyukuthi bebeyivotela ngoba ithi abantu bangaphandle ayibafuni, ngabe sibona ungathi ngelinye lamaqembu amancane azuze kakhulu. I-Patriotic Alliance izuzile kodwa hayi ngoba ibithi ayifuni abantu bangaphandle. Izuze ngoba ivoti labantu abangamakhaladi ubuningi babo baye bayavotela i-Patriotic Alliance. Esingathi thina nje kungabe kube yivoti yobuhlanga, i-tribal vote ngamanye amagama.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ocubungula izombusazo bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Sokukhamuke inkulumo phezu kwehambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinenge kakhulu ngasikhathi esifitshane. UMnangagwa ubekelwe eKenya ngeviki edluleyo wasuka walubhekisa kwele South Korea, lapho azasuka aye kwele Russia. Sixoxe locubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Methuseli Moyo, njalo ofundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolitshini le-NUST, sambuza ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakalayo.
Into enanzelelekayo ukuthi amazwe awavakatshelayo aqanjwayo o-North Korea, o-Russia, ngamazwe avele elobudlelwane le-ZANU-PF, ngamazwe njalo i-Russia isempini, i-North Korea ihlala nje kunjalo kungathiwa kufuthelweni, ngamazwe futhi alendlela ethize yokubusa abantu. Wananzelela umbuso we-ZANU-PF ungathi ugxile kunkolo mbe kundlela okubuswa ngayo kulawo mazwe. So nxa umongameli esiyakhona ngale kuzongaba lokunakanela ukuthi kukhona okuyakhulunywa kakhulu endaweni zabo-defense ezezikhali, kube khona njalo le ndaba zepolitiki, kube khona njalo ukuthi i-Russia ngayinanzelela isikhuthala kakhulu kwenza ubungane lamazwe e-Africa, ifisa ukuncedisa ngainto ze-mining yama-fertilize ezokulima. Idinga ubungane ukuthi ihuge amazwe asuke ku-America abuye kiyo. So ikucabangela ukuthi nxa umongameli kuhamba kwakhe inhloso zakhe zigoqela khonokho.
Lona ilizwe siyabona ukubana liphakathi kobunzima bokusilela kwemali, lokhu akwenzayo umongameli ukuthi ahambe ubona kungaphathisa yini ilizwe ikakhulu kwezomnotho?
Ilizwe liphakathi kokuswela imali, wananzelela inhlelo eziningi azihambi ngendlela efiswa ngabantu. nxa uthi imali uthiwe yasilela. Yikho ke nxa umongameli esebonakala ehamba hamba amazwe amaningi, njalo nxa ehamba siyakwazi ukuthi ehambe yedwa, isikhathi esinekuva umuntu uhanje abantu bebaningi, labanye nje kuyabe kungacaci ukuthi kanti bahamba besiyakwenzani. So ke kusuka kube lensolo kumbe ukunakanela ukuthi imali leyi ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Ihambo kaziwe nlutshwane kuze ukuthi imali yokwenza into ze-development ibe khona ibe ningi. Kodwa ke isikhathi esiningi nxa utsho njalo baphendula bona be-ofisi yakhe bethi upresident kumele angene lapha nalapha, edinga i-investment, edinga ubungane, esakha ubudlelwane bezimbabwe lamanye amazwe. Sithemba ke siza kubona khonokho kusenzakala ukuthi kuzasinceda ngaphi. Kodwa isikhathi esiningi suka silinde izithembiso zokuthi kuthiwe kuzabanje kube nje, singakuboni, singaluboni untshintsho. Abantu sebegcina bebona into yokudlaliswa kwemali nje.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Methusele Moyo ocubungula izombusazwe njalo efundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolijini leNUST, obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelithiya ezandleni zikaDabuka Ncube.
Ndiyalamukela kwisigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguDabuka Ncube. Namhla sixoxa lo dokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Youth Ablaze Global ephathisa abatsha abavela amaphandleni ibaletha eMelika ukuthi bafunde okuchiyeneyo.
Sifuna ukuthi mabebuyela abantwana babuyele bephethe, you know, bengaphathanga ukuthi ayi sithatha amabhilitsha sambe sabona. Sifuna bephethe i-future, bephethe impilo yokuthi mina iphupho lami lizofezeka. Ukuthi nje ngisukile ekhaya ngangena endizeni, ngisuka esigodini, ngisuka loba kuyiphi indawo ngazobala, ngangena kumayunivesi, ngangena emakolijini, ngahlala nama professors ama-teacher abaqeqeshile kakhulu, nafunda izinto. Mayibuyela umntwana ahambe ephethe into ebambekayo ngempilo yakhe yakusasa, lephupho lakhe ukuthi liyafezeka, ukuthi ngempela impilo nje ayipheleli nje khona lapha kule kusasa elihle ngabo. Sakha ikusasa elihle labantwana bethu ukuthi baphile impilo engcono ukudlula thina indlela esaphila ngayo. Kunendlela eziningi ezokuthi sikhuphule izinga labantwana bethu.
Yizifo ezinye sezinto elifuna ukuthi bazenze ngesikhathi belapha eMelika, ezizabaphathisa ukuthi nxa bebuyela ekhaya bebambile lokho elifuna ukuthi bakubambe.
Okunye abazokwenza, bazongena mabengena kuma-university, bazotshelwa ukuthi kulama program athile. Mhlawumbe umntwana azafuna ukuthi hey, ingcono lami ngizama ukuthi ngifake lapha mhlawumbe i-application yokuthi lami lephupho lami ukuthi, you know, ngiqhubekele phambili ngezifundo zami. Sifuna ukuthi abantwana baqhubeke ngezifundo zabo. Uma besuka la uyabe sekwazi ukuthi kufanele enzeni ngezifundo, ukuthi uma ngisuka la ngempela ngizakwenzani empilweni, ngizoba yini empilweni. Kucace nje ukuthi indlela yakhe ikhanye, inkile sivane esithe savela wabona ukuthi uyangaphi umntwana. Abaminyaka ophelile babephuma kwesinye isikolo lalapha lonyaka inala, umnyaka ozayo uzabe kungabanye. So sizama ukuthi lento ikhule, iqhubekele phambili, sazi ukuthi sincedisana abantwana bethu kungelankinga ukuthi uphuma kusiphi isikolo, kodwa izaqhubekela phambili njengoba namhlanje inala, kusasa kungabe kungumntana wakho ophuma loba yisiphi isikolo. Lo umntwana usengaphi, kumbe usetsholotsho, usegwanda, usesigodini, loba ukuphi, sile ndlela yokuthi umuntu asifinyelele, sisize isizwe sethu nabantwana bethu ukuze impilo zabo ziphile zibe nhle kusasa.
ukuthi gaba sabatha namhla besixoxa lo dokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula ihlanganiso ye Youth Ablaze Global asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo olibhalelisayo uDabo Kancube.
Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America ese Washington.
Sigcina amasiko
wethu.
Sinana amasiko
wethu.
Yey, kwezo amasiko nokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla sixoxa njalo lomnumzana uMsongwenya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Siyabongela ukuhlelo lwakho. Kunjani khona ngapho lapho khona?
Ngiyabingelela babuDube kubalaleli nabakwafakazi bethu. Hayi, lapho esikhona ongathi liyakhizakhiza namhlanje.
Yey, sibonileke ubulawayo lapho ke eChaya 130 years yokusungulwa ukuthi sokulidolobho. Kambe wena ukubona njani khonoko njengoba abanye besithi hayi phela kwahluthunwa idolobho lamakhosi lapha isigodlo samakhosi? Iye phose lapho kwalapho kuye
bawuduke khona. Singasho sithi kuyasikhumbuza ukuthi idolobho lidelana lakhiwa liphuthwa okhokho bethu. Kodwa bese kuphinde futhi kusikhumbuza ukuthi abaliphucayo bebelakhe kahle kakhulu yonke into ihamba kahle, noma nje kukhona lapha abazali bethu lathi esasingeneme khona. Kodwa sinanzelela ukuthi okwamanje sokuthanda izinto sezingani sezithanda ukuba ngenye indlela lapha esesibona sesizithola sesiba namagama athi impela khona bekungcono usaphethe isitha.
Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela kathesi kwini obona nzalo kulisiko olokho kusele kubulawayo? Siyabona ukuthi sokungani sokusiba mani nephindapho nje akusakhanje lokuthi kuya ngaphi. Kambe kuyagcinwa ezamasiko khonapho ke kubulawayo ngokubona kwakho? Kumbe vele into sezisabalele?
Silovalo babuDube ngoba zimbalwa izinto ezisekhona laphana eziyizo ezisagcine ubuyithi bethu. Zakhumbula ukuthi kunegceke laphana elibizwa kuthiwa igceke lencwala. Besingajabula ukuthi mhlambe kwakhiwe into ethile khona laphana engicabanga ukuthi okwamanje bekungakangeni lutho olutheni. Mhlawumbe lingagcina kugcine kwakhiwe into ezoba isikhumbuzo. Okunye besicela ukuthi emagameni emigwaqo laphana njengoba kwenzeke emalokishini kube nendlela yokuthi kuyanikezwa amagama emigwaqo namagama ezinduna namakhosi lamaqhawe nje akithi asendulo. Okuyikho kuzokwenza ukuthi kulondoloze ubuyithebethi. Kuthi nomntwana nxa ebuza ukuthi kanti leli gama elithi lobhengula ngubani, lobhengula elithi mzilikazi ngubani, umzilikazi elithi magwegwe ngubani, umagwegwe, bakwazi ukuthi yona yodwa le nkulumo ibe umlando ongasoze ukhohlakale.
Ye, uthi kambe kungavunywa yini kolokho nguhulumende? Phela siyabona ukuthi uhulumende ngoba sezibambile emadolobheni lapho, uhulumende akavuma ethi hayi jikugulanini ezani lokhu nalokhu kuphaka amabizo azalayo. Kungaba njani babangwe?
babuDube umbuzo onjalo uthanda ukuba nzima kakhulu. Sinokubona endaweni eziningi uhulumende la ezifakela wakhe amagama, kodwa besicela ukuthi noma bengakwenza lokho kodwa bengalinge bezame ukwesula umlando wesizwe sakithi, ikakhulu kwaBulawayo. Njengoba uyalizwa nje idolobho lakwaBulawayo kuthiwa idolobho lamakhosi, idolobho lamakhosi okusho khona ukuthi uBulawayo nayo wodwa nje uyisikhumbuzo esikhulu ukuthi sivelaphi, sisizwe senkosi uMzilikazi, sisizwe sababuthakazi.
Ye, lo ngubaba uMbuso Ngwenya, incwadiko zamasiko esintu ngethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singawaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo. Uzobalisa ngenjabulo umthembu ozithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale.
Hiwolomzila
salulandela.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube, okwamanje sengilitshiye ezandleni zikaNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo Vuselela Umoya. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Umtshumayeli wethu namuhla ngumnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Sibonge ithuba babuNkomo
labalaleli. Namhlanje ngizathanda ukusibheke mawungumntwana uyingane ebazalini. Kumele ube ingane nje, kumele ube ngumntwana onjani. Ungazi ube mdala kangakanani kumzali wakho uyohlala ngumntwana. Uyohlala uzithoba njalo. Unjenjena namhlanje ulethwe ngumama emhlabeni through isibeletho sakhe. Wakuncelisa ebeleni lakho guluhlupha. Ungulumuntu onguye namhlanje because of umzali wakho. Umbonga ngani umzali wakho? Ukubonisa ukuthi umntanami loba ekuphi uyangikhumbula, kuyamthokozisa umzali lokho. Ufila njani ungumntwana usebenza kodwa umzali wakho ecela ithukela next door? Ufila njani kunje kubi indlala ibhahile? Umzali wakho ubhizi ucela ukukoda wena usemazweni wena ukuphi? Umzali wakho uhambe ecela impuphu ebantwini wena ukhona uphila. Umbiza njani umdali enkonzweni esontweni uthi ngiyathandaza mbiza uNkulunkulu? Kodwa ngapho uqalekiswa umzali wakho, ngapho ulandelwa zinyembezo zomzali wakho, kuphi ukubusiseka kwakho, kuphi ukukhonza kwakho? Isibusiso sokuqala ngisibuye emzalini. Izishumi zokuqala yikukhumbula umzali. Ngeke uthi ensontweni uyakhipha izishumi kodwa umzali wakho ehamba ngamathensa bhokokile, umzali wakho engakaza iphuza ithukela yakho, umzali wakhe sele kuqalekisa yena kufundise nzima. Mhlawumbe ubehambe ebiyintango zabantu, ngapho umzali wakho uyakuqale ngapha uthi uyathandaza. Nceku zikaThixo, isibusiso asike sidlula esibuya kumzali wakho sokuqala. Umzali wakho is the co-creator, uwaphiwa amandla umdali. Umdali umdali wakho konke, but umzali is the co-creator. Unjenjena nje uyimbewu yomzali wakho, uyilokho yikho khona umzali wakho. Uthini uNkulunkulu othi uyamkhonza kubazali bakho? Wenzani kubazali bakho? Lapho khona ngabazali bakho baya kubusisa na o baya kuqalekisa? Loba abazali bakho bengasekho emhlabeni, abakho ngokwenyama but ngokomoya bayaphila, bakhela amathuna abo ukubonisa inhlonipho kubo. Ungababiza abazali bakho madimoni ngoba ubuya kubo uyimbewu yabo. Nceku zikaThixo, kubi emhlabeni abantwana bafulathele umhlaba ungenyinto. Kodwa ngithi mina awukwazi ukuthi ukhonze umdali umzali wakho ngaphe kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi ubusisekile ubusiswe kumdali ngaphe umzali wakho kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi wena ulomuzi nje umuzi wami kunje kodwa ngapha ukukhulumisana nomzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni, akukho lapho yakhona. Asihlonipheni, sazini abazali bethu abasilethe emhlabeni. Basifundisile, basikhulisile ukuthi nathi sibakhumbule. Ngeke ukuthi uyobusiseka ukhohlwe komzali wakho. Umdali wakho uqala ngumzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni. Nguyena umdali wakho uqala ngoba nguye okudalile, nguye okulethe emhlabeni, nguye okwenze waba khona waba ngulumuntu onguye. Sibonge. Ihlo engunaphakathi sithume isikhulu mdali onophethe konke, uNkulunkulu wokhokho bethu. Babebusisekile okhokho ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona, bebekhulisa isibongo sabo ngokwenza okuhle. That's why izwe lomoya ade lijabulile ngabo. That's why kade belima bevuna. That's why imuli zabo bezingasoyili ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona. Namhlanje sibona abantwana abafulathela ikhaya, umntwana ahambi nje abe ngenyinto. That's why abantwana banamhlanje sibusiso singekho. Sicela upha amandla laba bayayizwa le voice, bakwazi ukukhumbula emuva. Impumelelo yokuqala emntwaneni yikwazi umzali wakhe. Umntwana impumelelo yokuqala yikuthi noma engashada umakoti epho akwazi ukushiya ebusisa ikhaya lakibo ngokuthiye yakhile. Lobe siyakwakho umuzi wakhe achiye yakhile, achiyenze something ekhaya kubonisa ukuthi baba lo mama ngiyabonga. Iyakhuleka Zulu, thinta inhliziyo zabantwana banamhlanje. Sikhuleka sibonga sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya. Silomchumayeli umnumzana uBusani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yimi uNtungami Linkomo.
Hayi, siyabonga jahale zansi Ntungami Linkomo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje sixoxa lomdlali wenguqu oke waba lodumo olukhulu edlalela iHighlanders leqembu lesizwe elama Warriors uAlexander Maseko. Wayesazakala ngelokuthi cool ruler. Umamanje usehlala eSouth Africa lapho kade edlalela iqembu leMamelodi Sundowns engakathathi umhlalaphansi. Uxoxa lentathele zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisas Banda osiphathela lendaba zezemidlalo kuleviki.
UAlexander Maseko uzalelwe eLuveve obulawa wakhulela khona. Wafunda esikolo seMafakela Primary School.
Usuka eprimary Mafakela ngaseSiyabi. Ngiyimpumalanga High School. Mpumalanga High School still bengumgoalkeeper. Uyazi mina uma ukuthi ngiyakhula ningazi ukuthi khona ama-genes amabini. Kule sport esasikhona ngoba wayo wayevele edlala ibhola. So ngingugoalkeeper kanjalo, so okufika nje isikhathi sabo-winter lesi. I remember Timothy Ayla from Jawanda or Amani Kumbuzi Mpopoma. So ngisa funda ko.
Maseko wathi eqeda isikole Mpopoma High School wathola umsebenzi.
Ngijoyina i-company okwakuthiwa i-DRG Vikings. DRG Vikings ibili team leyo engiyidlalela. So hayi ngasebenza khonale ngidlalela i-DRG Vikings. I know, I think it's 82 where ngiyalinda sithi senzani i E-N-10 ukhoji engubobi kuyaka. Alright. So why ubobi wayesuka nje ehamba siyabona ama-lower divisions and then one sport.
Esedlalela i-Highlanders uCool Ruler ibhoso yenqoba yathanyela inkezo zonke njalo labalandeli bamahlolanyama bebehlala bejabulile.
So we almost all the cups thina ibhola lethu it was more competitive. So my supporters, I don't remember any of the supporters ababe buya bejikele izinto egrawundini even zidliwe kwakungekho lokho because it was competitive. Uyabona sasisiya endini sidlala nama-team are very good and those teams which were very good, you understand, they were tough and ama-supporters will never come back and say hey this is silly. Every time they would expect us the way we perform, man, we can imagine service journey.
Maseko wasuka kubhoso kwesikhatshana siyadlala i-guarantee. Sebembiza ngokuthi ngu-Cool Ruler. Kwakutheni Zanda?
Umuntu wangiphi igama lenaleli sadlala ibhola esithi Cool Ruler. I think ungathi wayesazi ukuthi ngumuntu onjani. Hayi, into zokupha bani isidali. 1989 where engase ungathola umsebenzi eHarare. Asuka ngasengiyajoyina i-Darren team. So though laba abangaziyo ukuthi ngasuka yi-Islanders for only 1 year. Ngihamba ngadlala i-Darren team. 1990 ngabuyela. Remember ngo-1990 sasesiwina futhi league.
Kudlale umdlalo wenguqu okwesikhathi eside eseZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Pho kungani ngafuna ukuphatha inhlanganiso yezenguqu eZifa?
IZimbabwe into ungabuki ekhameni ye-assist ngapha into zeZifa lokho nalokho. Uma ukuthi bafuna uncedo kumbe bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe right, I prefer ukuthi bengifonele behlalela phansi bethi hayi kunento enje, so sifuna ukuthi sihlale nawe phansi sibone ukuthi ungasinceda na. So not ukuthi angifuni ukwenza into, I love football. So umuntu othi ngifuna ukuphuma emaphepheni, so umuntu ophaphayo mina, I'm just a down to earth person.
UAlexander Maseko uhlala lemuli yakhe eSouth Africa. Kusenjalo iqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors lise-South Africa lizilolonga lilungiselela imidlalo yomhlaba ye-World Cup lapho lizonqilana leleSoto ngolwesihlanu ozayo, libuye lidibane labafana bafana be-South Africa ngemva kwensuku ezine lidlale leleSoto khonangale e-South Africa. Iqembu lama-Warriors lidlalela imidlalo yalo kwele-South Africa ngoba iZimbabwe ayinankundla ezivunyelwa yinhlangano yezenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele ye-FIFA ngoba kuthiwa inkundla zigugudekile eZimbabwe. Ngimele Studio 7, igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Siyabonga Ezra Jesus Banda ngokusiphake udaba luka Cool Ruler. Isikhathi sesingasavumi kuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impumela yokhetho lwakwele South Africa ize yethulo lamhlanje inhlanganiso yezokhetho i-Independent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvothe abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yababele lungelo lokuvota kwaba ngabangu 58% abavotileyo. sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eseziziningi kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa, lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.